This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Milky Monday, where this week, Lee Milky's guest is Hordes Dairyman Managing Editor Corey Geiger. Lee?
Corey, the topic of the week last week was the election, and that's what you want to address today. What happened in your mind?
Well, we lost a champion for agriculture in Representative Colin Peterson, a Democrat from Minnesota. He ranked among the handful of politicians who truly understood agriculture in Washington, D.C.'s capital beltway. This November, the frank-talking Blue Dog Democrat lost his re-election bid. Those of us in agriculture owe him a tremendous debt of gratitude for his tireless work on our behalf. The departure of this 30-year House member, who was the ranking member on the House Committee of Agriculture, mind you, leaves a tremendous void in the hallways of Congress on all the agricultural issues.
One certainly has to ask why, what happened, because President Trump did not carry the state of Minnesota by a long shot.
No, he didn't. Colin Peterson is a fiscal centrist who trended conservative on a number of issues, but he was still a Democrat, and he represented Minnesota's vast 7th district. It's a largely rural area that stretches from the Canadian border all the way to within one row of the Iowa state line. Flanking it on the west are ag juggernauts, North and South Dakota. As Peterson's 3 decades of service moved along, the 7th congressional district in Minnesota slowly shifted from a Democratic to Republican base. And even though President Trump carried that region, the 7th district, by 30-plus points in 2016, Peterson won re-election by convincing voters to split the party tickets. This time around, Peterson lost that argument to former Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Michelle Fischbach, who's a Republican, of course, Lee.
We wonder if she will be appointed to serve on the Agriculture Committee, and how qualified would she be?
Her camp says that she'd like that appointment, but she'd obviously be a junior member of the committee. And Peterson ushered 3 most recent farm bills through the hallways of Congress. He reached across party lines to get it done. And above all, political leadership on both sides of the aisle trusted and listened to Peterson, because he not only knew the agricultural issues in Minnesota, but throughout the country. And he stood alone in insightful farming acumen and in impeccable agricultural credentials. You just don't replace that.
Corey Geiger, managing editor of Hordes Dairyman magazine.
Thanks, Lee. And more on Colin Peterson for Minnesota losing his re-election bid in the House. Economist David Widmer with Agricultural Economic Insight says regardless of who steps into leadership roles in the new year, there is going to be a lot of uncertainty to deal with.
Early in 2021, we'll start to figure out how those players are going to play together. And then we also have to step back and think about the reality of the field, the reality of the politics. The reality is the U.S. is still navigating the pandemic. Associated with that is economic uncertainties. There's still a lot of questions about the U.S. economy and how the U.S. economy is going to navigate the next 6 to 12 months.
And he says as votes continue to get counted, the agricultural sector appears to be in a holding pattern that it might not want to be in.
One of the things we've been trying to encourage people to think about, if you take something like the probability of December 2021 corn prices getting over $4.25 a bushel between now and next December, the probability of that outcome doesn't change based on the outcomes of the election. I say that because we really have to separate what does the outcome of the election really impact and what does it not impact. It doesn't impact the rains, it doesn't impact the growing season, it doesn't have a whole lot of impact on commodity markets.
Regardless of who wins, Congress will have a lot to do when it reconvenes for the lame duck session, including a decision on whether or not there will be another stimulus package.
Does it happen in the next 4 to 8 weeks, or does it happen after the inauguration? What's included in that? There was a lot of stuff that got put into a continuing resolution that kept the government going until early December. And so Congress has got to work their way through that as well. There are still a lot of things to get done. And so we got to keep in mind that just because the elections happened and the inauguration is until 2021, doesn't mean that Congress doesn't have a full plate of things to work on here in 2020.
Again, that's David Widmer, an agricultural economist from West Lafayette, Indiana. You can find out more about agricultural economic insights at aei.ag.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Tomorrow, it's our Producer Tuesday from the Professional Dairy Producers. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.